House Republicans rejected an amendment to protect transgender youth from being forcibly detransitioned by the state. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Lauren Chapman reports the bill to ban medicinal and surgical gender-affirming care for transgender youth includes a six-month deadline to halt puberty blockers and hormone therapy treatments.
During earlier testimony on the bill, several transgender adolescents, young adults, and their parents said if the measure was passed, they would have to leave the state. Democratic Representative Robin Shackelford authored a handful of amendments, including one that would allow transgender youth who are already receiving hormone therapies and puberty blockers to continue to receive that care.
They're thriving in school. They're thriving at work. They're able to relate to other members in their peer group.
Republican Representative Joanna King, one of the bill's House sponsors, called the treatments unproven and harmful because they lack Food and Drug Administration approval. The pharmaceutical companies who produce the drugs have not requested FDA approval for gender-affirming care, though the treatments are approved for other uses. All but three House Republicans present voted to defeat the amendment. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Lauren Chapman.